Regina Celi,
today we continue with Our Lady's maternal mediation from Scripture with the wedding feast of Cana, where her motherly mediation is so evident. You know, we're all familiar with the story. The mother of Jesus is at the wedding feast, and Jesus and his disciples are also invited. You know, the wine runs short, and Mary notices this and brings it to the attention of her son. And Jesus seems to rebuke her, you know, "Woman, what have you to do with me?" But, you know, we have to remember we're dealing with a translation. Bishop Sheen said the original is, you know, "What to me, to thee." That, this is important to you, well, it's important to me. You know, it's. And what does Our Lady do? She turns to the servants and says, "Do whatever he tells you." So let's listen to what St. John Paul II's commentary is on this scene. Cana clearly outlines the new meaning of Mary's motherhood. It's a new kind of motherhood, according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. That is to say, Mary's solicitude for human beings, her coming to them in the wide variety of their wants and needs. This coming to the aid of human needs means bringing those needs within the radius of Christ's messianic mission. Thus, Mary places herself between her son and mankind in the reality of their wants, needs, and sufferings. She puts herself in the middle, that is to say, she acts as a mediatrix, not as an outsider, but in her position as mother. Her mediation is thus in the nature of intercession. Mary intercedes for mankind, and that is not all. As a mother, she also wishes the power of her son to be manifested, to free us from the evil which in various forms and degrees weighs heavily upon us. Another essential element of Mary's maternal task is found in her words to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you," pointing out those things which must be done so that the saving power of the Messiah may be manifested. The episode at Cana in Galilee offers us a sort of announcement of Mary's mediation, wholly oriented toward Christ, intending to the revelation of his salvific power. You know, today, more than ever, Mary needs servants who will obey her words. "Do whatever he tells you." You know, are we ready to be her servants so that Jesus can begin his hour in us? This is what consecration is all about, to be at the service of Mary, to bring souls to Jesus through Mary and her motherly mediation. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, remind me to ask for Mary's powerful intercession in my times of need.